The United Nations announced today it has found another mass grave in the Ivory Coast with over 60 bodies. So far, 10 mass graves have been found around the city of Abidjan. On Friday, Alassane Ouattara was sworn in as president of the country, a month after former president Laurent Gbagbo was taken into custody after a months-long standoff after disputed elections last year. During the post-election violence, hundreds of thousands of people fled the country and tens of thousands are still in camps. Noreen Lockhart is the head of directorate at CAFOD, the English Catholic Aid Agency. She just returned from some of these camps in Liberia and spoke to Charles Collins about what she saw.
So the situation that we found was in Liberia, because we visited the area which was just on the border, the northeast between Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire. As we understood it from speaking to the local people, the situation in Cote d'Ivoire, whereas in Abidjan maybe things were returning to normal, in the rest of the country there was still some uncertainty, and the people that we met with, the refugees who had taken refuge across the border in Liberia, were really very anxious in terms of being able to return home. I think they felt anxious from a number of different points, both from the point of view there was a fear of reprisals, but also in terms of what would they find when they went home. You know, how much had their property, how much had their land, their economic situation been devastated as a result of the violence and the conflict. So what we found really were people who had taken refuge and who weren't necessarily going home. So though some people had returned home, there are still well over 100,000 refugees living on the border with Liberia.
How important are the neighbors of Ivory Coast for bringing some stability to the country now? You mentioned refugees in Liberia, also in other surrounding countries. Also, some of the regional powers are part of the UN force that's in Ivory Coast. What role does the region have to play?
But I think the region has a very important role to play. I mean, when we visited the community, the refugee community, who are hosted by a local community, the area that we visited was called Glarly, which was a village in Nimba County, just on the border. And what we really experienced there was a sense that here were people who, in their time, when there had been war in Liberia, these were people who had taken refuge in Cote d'Ivoire. And so what we really experienced was a sense of a return visit of where these people in Liberia had really opened their doors to where they had once been welcomed. They had experienced what it felt like to have lost everything. So in terms of creating a new peace and a new relationship, I think that was key. But also key, apart from the political stability of trying to achieve a greater sense of peace, trying to work for promoting peace and also raising awareness, we passed several signs that said, we are all Liberian, you know. That sense of working together to bring about a just society and a peaceful society. But very much key with that, and going hand in hand with that, was really the situation, the economic situation which people found themselves in. CAFOD has been working with Caritas Bangor in that area, really providing essential items to well over 3,000 people. But what we recognised was that the community who were welcoming these refugees, they themselves were living in very severe and very desperate poverty. They had very little of their own. And yet we found the chiefs of the local tribes welcoming this new community and making land available for them. So some of the things which CAFOD has been able to do has been to provide blankets, buckets, shelter. And one of the last things that we saw before we left the other day were the number of seeds which the refugee community would be able to farm and to begin to build some kind of sustainable livelihood. And that was important, that the seeds reached them before the rainy season, which is due to start next week. So we saw a lot of signs amidst devastation, amidst people who had lost everything, signs also of hope, also of the gospel being lived, and in a mutual relationship really, where the local communities had come together, both Ivorian and also Liberian.
Did you get a sense when meeting with these refugees of an attitude that they are ready to reconcile? Is that spirit of reconciliation there?
Well, I found in the people that I've spoken to, they were ordinary people. I mean, there was one lady who was 97 years old who had left her home obviously had been on the road, looked very, very frail. She had come with her daughter, with her family. These were people who, if you like, peace obviously matters to them. But in another level, they were also people who were looking to find some kind of normality in their lives. I didn't detect a sense of bitterness in any of the people that I met. I detected a sense of fear. There was one, some of the problems have been with some children who have arrived unaccompanied, and part of CAFOD's work is working with the local Caritas, Caritas Bangor, and also with Don Bosco Homes, trying to help them retrace their families. And so the aspect of children arriving, of being able to welcome those children. But equally, the people whom we met, if you like, were traumatized by what we had left. And there was one child who was terrified of going home. She had never seen her parents being treated, being violated. She hadn't seen any experience of violence in her life, in her short life. So if you like, whilst there may be a willingness to reconcile with what people had left behind, I would say what predominated was a sense of fear, and a sense of fear of reprisal, really.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I suppose what really struck me was that in this relationship that CAFOD and working on behalf of the Caritas network, working very much in relationship with the local church, this was a visit of solidarity. So Bishop John Rossthorne, who is the Bishop of Hallam in Sheffield in England, he was travelling on behalf, if you like, in a sense of solidarity with the Catholic community in England and Wales, but also internationally. No one, as far as I could tell, from the outside world, had reached these people. And the sense of welcome, that sense of not being forgotten, whereas the television cameras have long moved on. And it felt very much that these people were saying, look, you know, the outside world has forgotten. People have forgotten that we've actually left everything. We've had to flee. We've left desperate situations. And the fact that you're coming really gives us a sense of hope, a sense of strength. And I think that's also what Bishop John Rossthorne would have said himself. He talked about that CAFOD doesn't walk away from an emergency situation, that CAFOD, if you like, is there alongside people, working with people for the longer term. And that goes with both the host community who welcomed them, but also the refugee community. That in a sense, this is the start of a relationship, and this is something which will go forward into the future.